Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, good afternoon. I think I'll start where I kind of left off last night. I have not had a chance to look at the special teams side of the ball. I have looked at both the offense and defensive side of the ball, so I'll comment on that today and maybe catch up on special teams the next time. I think we're very appreciative not only of winning the game, but how we went about doing it, which it really started last Sunday night after the New Orleans game when the leadership took over the team and got in here early Monday to get ready for the game. And we say is to emotionally invest in the game because we couldn't physically invest in it because we're not going to be on the practice field. I thought that was really good, and it carried over into the game. We had enough left in us to play with a sense of urgency last night and take the Giants' best shot. I think everybody saw that the Giants weren't going to go away, that they were determined to try to give it their best shot last night. And I said it before, and I know it's hard to listen to it, that records really don't matter at this time of the season. And 0-5, 5-0, 4-2, 3, it really doesn't matter. Those guys are just like us. And I thought credit to Coach Coughlin and his staff that they came out and gave it their best shot, and we're appreciative to have won. I'll hit the defense first and try to give you some content there to work with. It was not our best performance, no doubt about it. On the downside, third down and red zone, certainly not as productive as it had been the 2 weeks before. Our tackling wasn't as crisp, but we were very physical. We missed some tackles and what we call crack replace. And we had a couple of side pocket throws in our cover two. We certainly didn't play as consistently as we have the last couple weeks. But on the other side of it, when our defense had to make the plays, like they have in all our wins, they were able to come up big. And, Tim came up big last night again. Zach had the big pick. We didn't make anything of it offensively, but three turnovers. And that's always, if you're plus three, you're going to generally win the game. And we were plus three at the end of the game, and that goes to the credit of our defense making those plays. There was a lot of different guys in the game, and we were mixing, Cone, Minter, Bass, all mixing it up inside. Bostic had to get in the game, play a little more, and Blake did, and as well as Stelts. So a lot of guys got a lot of action last night. It was, as we've called it, the next man up mentality. And guys went in and played hard till the end. Certainly not where we want to be. It's going to be exciting to see where we're going from here and how this is all going to work itself out as we move on. But as I said after the game, and I'll talk offensively in a minute, we got work to do. And we're a team that's going through a lot of different phases, just like teams throughout this league are, trying to find itself. And we had to deal with a lot of different players last night. And as I said, the bottom line was we were plus three on defense, and that's good enough to win. Offensively, just a couple things I'll hit you on here. A lot of, I start up by saying we got to get better, but without any practice and to have the ball only 5 minutes of the first quarter, but almost 10 minutes of the second and fourth quarter, says we were possessing the football. We had 26 first downs in the game. That's a lot. We're 45 on third down. Jay is very efficient. Again, very efficient with the football, took care of it, did an excellent job of that. And we talk about it all the time. If you take care of the football and you create turnovers, you're going to be in the game in the fourth quarter and have a chance to win. And as inconsistent we are on a few occasions yesterday, I thought we protected very well. Our front did a very good job. I thought Matt added to that. Evan added to that protection aspect of it. I'm talking Matt Forte picking up some blitzes. And we were able to create some plays and finish some drives. The downside, as you look at it, I just want to hit on a couple more things. I thought that we did a good job at the end of the game killing the clock as well. And certain improvable areas are, we want to convert the fourth down in the red zone. I'm sure there's always questions about that, and I understand that. We had a holding penalty on the first drive of the third quarter, which took us down to the 10-yard line and backed us up, and I thought Jay did a good job of just finding a completion there to Martellus and getting us in field goal position for Robbie. We had a drop third down on another drive that took us over the 50, that took us away from continuing the drive. And the most disappointing part of the half was certainly when we took points off the board, the quick screen to Brandon, and then the screen pass that was Jay got a the penalty on there, and took us out of field goal range, which could have really, really hurt us. Obviously, we all know that, and made it a 9-point game. So overall, I thought that we were extremely efficient for not going on the field at all in a lot of different ways. We stuck to the running game. You know, Matt had 19 carries. We had 26 carries, I think, overall, and gave our guys a chance to be physical at the line, and I thought we were, and I thought we played, you know, at least as physical or maybe more physical than the Giants up front. It showed at the end of the game and our ability to move the football. We want to finish those drives. We want to be better, and we're going to work on that. But a lot of good things to build on, and I think we're really close again. We're going to go to work to try to get better next week. There could have been, I mean, my thought process I told Jay is we're sitting there around the 40-yard line, and I know we're going to get the ball back in 12 minutes at halftime, and we wanted to make sure we got ourselves into getting points. I think the third down slide hurt the tempo of because we had to run the ball and get back on it. We had two throws, but we wanted to make sure we got 3 points first. And we were going to try to take one shot in the end zone, but we're going to try to take three. You know, so I thought that looking back at it and the thought process of knowing we're going to come out, let's get the points. We're moving the football. We got a chance to come out 12 minutes and start a new drive. And that was the reason behind it. You're always going to be a little bit uncomfortable with those decisions, but I look back, I'm really not second-guessing that situation. Yeah, you know, I've never talked about balance. I really never have. I don't think it's significant. I think what's most important, I've said it from the beginning, is scoring touchdowns and moving the football. If it is, that's great. We got a guy, we feel good about running the football. We feel our line is a good run blocking, but I've never thought that run-pass ratio is necessarily, you know, the most important thing. It's finding ways to move the football, and I thought we did that well last night. We had over 100 yards in rushing, and we, like I said, you know, we didn't finish a couple of third down situations that would allow us to get some more carries, and we missed a couple of deep balls that would have allowed us to have a more significant impact in the passing game. They were active. You know, I thought Cone did a good job again, mixing it up, replacing Nate. Minner got a few shots and held the point pretty well. Bass got some penetration, got near the quarterback a couple of times. You know, we're excited about working. They're our guys. You know, they're the next men up, and we got to continue to work at getting them better.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.